We're still having a controversial game, lots of decisions. What was your overall view today?
Oh, it's hard to say now my overall view. Mixed emotions, to be fair. Like if you come to me before every game, here's the point, I would be like a bit greedy. I say no, not because I'm greedy, but because I respect the opponents. I know where we were coming today, make no mistake. But I know the strength of my team, and we are good. We are on a good run. We are playing good. So I'm not totally happy with the result, you know, because I'm not happy. Start of the game, they are a good team, but we gave them those small things, the second balls, closing him down. We were slowish, maybe to 12:30 and all that, but that's not the case for them. It was also at 12:30, you know, so I wasn't happy with that. And it's difficult to catch up. Now we've done it three times, you know, four times we are catching up, but if Sam didn't save that penalty, you know, it's 2-0, it may finish 5-0. And we are not that, we are good side, you know. So if we cut those things to minimum, if we start well, if we are compact, if we do this covering your mate, if we do the second balls and all the dirty work, which is completely down to you, okay, then we will have a big chance to win most of the games. And that's my job, and that's what I wanted from them on a not weekly basis, on a daily basis. So I told them, well done, guys, a lot of things, impact from the bench, character, quality, number of chances we create. Yeah, that's all good, but why we are letting ourselves be in this position that you are 1-0 down for the third time in 5 games? Luton, Nottingham Forest, and this. Because I don't want it, but it's going to happen that it will not be 1-1, that will be 2-0 for the opponent, because the opponents are good, especially today. So that's why I had those mixed emotions. But character, quality and everything, yeah, a lot of positives again.
And you got sent off towards the end. What was your view on that, and what did you do wrong, and what have they told you you've done wrong?
They didn't tell me, they just gave me the red card. The first one was yellow for the penalty, I think. That it isn't a penalty, simple as that. And then the second one, I'm watching, and I mean, Jack Livermore, he had a shot, the guy blocked it, it was deflected, it was a corner straight away. And it's not, it's like 20th time that I'm not happy, it's not that. And they don't give a corner. And then I go like, it's a corner, and then it's not a corner, it's a red card. So I'm not proud, you know, but look, it's those things. If I'm asking my players to do small details, I'm asking the referee to be right, because and I don't blame him personally. I am defending them. It's a difficult job, but those decisions are influencing my job. My job, they're affecting my job. So at least I have to be polite. But I in my point of view, I can say what I think about it, because it is very important for my job.
Did you get a stroke of luck with your own penalty decision?
It looks like, yeah. It looks like also, yeah. Look, I'm not saying that, no, I'm not, everything was asked was right, everything was there, no. To me, that looked as a penalty. Like that first one looked as a penalty, not clear cut, but looked as a penalty. So I said, okay, hour from here looked as a penalty. You have to see it like 10 times from different angles and all that. But I'm not talking about their first penalty. I'm talking about the second one that is basically obvious that is not a penalty. So if that decision went in our favor, I can say, okay, but then it makes it 15 to 1, I don't blame anyone. I'm going to say it again. It's very difficult for them. At the end of the day, I can say, was it good or not good from my point of view, because it affects my guys and myself and all the West Brom family.
Sam Johnston absorbed a lot of criticism for the goal against Reading, I think, from fans on social media this week, Slaven, but he repaid your faith in him by saving that penalty today?
Well, first of all, I'm very surprised in that goal against Reading. We should close Ejario to have a strike from 18 yards or 19 yards, but the goal was magnificent. No, it was not Sam's fault. I told the guys, it's a team sport, it's a teamwork, but thanks Sam. Because Sam was keeping us, and their keeper also made a few good saves on 1-0, but I expecting us to score, but I'm talking about Sam now. Penalty and two chances on 1-0. And it's his job, to be fair. You need it sometimes from the goalkeeper. But he was magnificent. And he's always good. He's not one to blame. I don't agree with the fans. His reaction against Reading was impossible to react. It was a great strike.
Just finally from me, Pereira in those last 20 minutes made a very big difference for you, didn't he?
A little bit. The plan is always. Make no mistake. Charlie Austin is our first striker, but he didn't play in a pre-season and all that. Not for us, not for Southampton. So we have to manage him. He played 3 days ago and all that, and a week ago. So Kenneth Zohor done a really good job. So it was like easy decision for us. But it was. I couldn't wait to put Charlie on. All right. If needed on any result, he will make an impact in a half an hour or whatever. But then Gibbs' injury put us in a situation that we have one option less. We wanted to put Grady second half. And then I had a feeling that our problem was not that we don't have enough strikers in front of the box. Our problem was coming the way we were coming in a box. So for that, I opted. My opinion was that we need somebody good on a ball because they were deep, but not with all the players. Still, there were like spaces, you know, that he can be the players and then try to combine. And to be fair, that's what he did, and it's his quality, and I was a bit of lucky with my decision, you know, or with our decision. So it was a good decision. We have good players. Just the art is to make them work hard. With the good players, it's always a little bit, you know what I mean. You have to lean on something, offensive or defensive, but it's my job to push them to limits.
Slaven, given the debatable decisions in this game, do you wish that VAR was available in this decision, this division?
I'm a friend of VAR. I said it in the World Cup in Russia when I was working for ITV, and I'm a friend of VAR. I'm not a big friend of double celebrations or disappointments when is this allowed or you are waiting 2 or 3 minutes. But VAR, at the end of the day, VAR is fair.
But Derby would not have got that second penalty if VAR had been implemented.
Yes, but maybe we wouldn't get our, and we scored from ours, and they didn't score from theirs.
And if VAR was operating today, you wouldn't have got the yellow card, and you would not have been sent off.
I would.
Well, you wouldn't have. VAR would have gone in your favour for that second Derby penalty, and you wouldn't have got a yellow card for complaining.
You're right, but maybe I will get straight red for a deflection that I get a second one.
Are you worried that this might not be your only red card this season, given your passion?
No problem. It's at the end of the day, the rules are rules. And I am, I finished the law, so I should be, you know, I love the rules, to be fair. And I, from their opinion point, I overstepped. Maybe I overstepped for the first one, but for the second one, I was only saying that it was a deflection. It was a deflection. It was our corner. But look, I have to control myself, and I'm going to control myself. I have to do it.